Thank you that this evening, oh, you have already touched us. Oh, even the sick are healed. Oh, we bless you, Lord Jesus. We give you the glory. Oh, thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name. You said all things work together for good. Oh, to them that love you, God. Oh, nothing happens by chance. Nothing is by coincidence. It is always your will, God. And Father, we thank you, we bless you. Oh, just say, Lord, I thank you. Just thank him. Thank him. And say, Lord, I bless you. I bless you. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord. Thank you, the Lord Jesus. Oh, you are the one we can touch, even with all our infirmities, Lord. Oh, we bless you, Lord Jesus. We give you the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, blessed be your name. Thank you for the joy of our hearts. Thank you, the Lord Jesus. It is not a number. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be your name, O God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord. Thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you, the Lord, you are sweeping over your children. Thank you that you are here tonight. Thank you, the Lord. Oh, you have done it for us, O God. We bless you, Lord. Glory be to your name. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Oh, we glorify you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ah, blessed be your name. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Master. Oh, dear Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Tonight, Lord, there is a test upon our hearts, Lord.
Amen.
And Father, we thank you that, Lord, you are here.
Amen.
Oh, to quench that test, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, we are hungry, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, tonight we thank you that you are here. Oh, to fill us, Lord. Oh, Father, we bless you, Lord. We thank you that, oh God, you have made it another grace for us, oh Lord, to be in your presence, Lord. Father, we thank you, oh God, for the mercies that you have given to us.
Amen.
Oh, we thank you for the joy of our hearts, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And Father, we are with all and expectation that tonight, oh God, oh, you are already here to bless your children. Oh, you are already here, oh God, to meet each and every one, oh Lord. Oh, thank you, my blessed Jesus. Oh, glory be to your name. Thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We bless you, Lord. Father, we thank you even for the praises, Lord. Oh, the worship, Lord. Oh, Father, we thank you. We glorify you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise be to God.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. Already it has been announced that my notes, my Bible, everything, I've left it somewhere. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God wants me to leave it somewhere.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And so now, Lord, your children are waiting.
Amen.
Speak to them tonight.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise be to God. Before we see that, let's take our Bible. Let's turn to Revelation 2, 8 and 9. Revelation 2, 8 and 9. As the message to the church of Smyrna. Let's hear the word of God. And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich.
Amen.
And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Dear Heavenly Father, these are your words, God, the words of life, the words whereby, O God, hangs the destination of your children, O God. So, Lord Jesus, as we sit at your feet tonight, O Lord, oh, it is your will that, O God, tonight I come here without even my Bible. But, Lord, you are the written word, O God.
Amen.
So, Father, tonight as we wait, O Lord, we want to hear from you. Lord, let the Holy Spirit overshadow us tonight. And that, Lord, your word will be made alive in us in this night and even forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Just like going to your farm and then you leave your tools. You go and stand and look at, no. But this, we are not in a farm. We are in the house of God.
Amen.
And always there is something spread on the table for the children of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, my brother, my little brother Denzel. God bless you. You know, let me tell you something. The other day, my wife was on Skype with my eldest son, who is in Ukraine now. He's really a prayer warrior. Amen. And even right now, I believe he's on stream now, because he was on stream last week when we dedicated last week for our precious brother, young brother Denzel. He was on the stream also. So after he asked, "Who is this brother Denzel that you are praying for?" And we told him. Then, you know, was it 2 days ago? He just let us know that he waited on the Lord the whole day praying for Denzel. Amen. Amen. That was great. Amen. He spent the whole day just waiting on the Lord and praying for Denzel. And we know our Lord will answer us. Yes. Praise God. Amen. And that the Lord will finish his work in him. Because he himself also had blood problems. You know, I am a carrier as AS, and my wife also is a carrier, and we never knew it. So our first son, who is him, he took my S and took my wife's S, his mother's S. So he became SS. And SS children, they are always sick. Always sick. So that was what actually was happening to him. One time even, he was declared dead in the hospital. But God made it possible that I was there at that very second. They had already taken off everything from him. I went straight there and said, "Look, I will never allow it." God actually answered my prayer that day. I held his mouth, his jaw like this, put my hand right into the mouth, and he was just biting my hand. But I was calling him back. I said, "Gideon, come back! Oh, Lord! Gideon, come back! Come back!" And life came back to him. Amen. Immediately, they put everything back on him again. And it has been a great testimony to the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. And you know, this SS matter I'm talking about, according to medicals, the longest you live is 25 years. Right. You go to die. Yep. One time we had a convention, and he was somebody who liked to sing. In every convention, from infant, he was just a small boy. He would stand before this great crowd and be singing. At one time, I was leading the songs when he came to sing. And I just went down, put my hands around him. I said, "Lord, the medicals have said something that this type of this thing doesn't last. They die." Of the truth, many of the children that we knew who had the same issue, they were all gone. His own fellow friends. I put my hand around his neck and I said, "Lord, let this boy live to the glory of your name." Amen. And today he's 31 years. Praise the Lord. And Amen. He's very strong. Amen. Very, very strong. Amen. The Lord changed the blood system, everything in his body. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And meanwhile, when we got to know this, we also went down on our knees. The Lord, we never knew it. And the devil just came in to bring this disease in the house. But we pray that our subsequent children, they will never take my S and take the mother's S. And truly all the three children that followed, none of them took it. Amen. So our God, he's alive.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He can change every system in our brother. Because he is God. Look at the woman with the blood issue. For 12 years, every day seeing blood. But because of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's all what we need. The faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That he's a healer. That he heals all manner of diseases. And that he's a God that we can touch with our infirmities. Praise the Lord. That our brother is healed. In the name of Jesus Christ. That is what our faith must be strong to support the family. That our brother is completely healed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, praise the Lord. So tonight, our topic is Jesus says, I know.
Amen.
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 I know. I know your tribulations. I know your tribulation. I know your sickness. I know your troubles.
Amen.
I know your poverty. I know everything. But I want to assure you that thou art rich.
Amen.
I want to assure you that thou art healed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. I know. I know. And now let's look at what we just read. He said, and unto the angel of the church in Smyrna, write these things, saith the first and the last. Saith what? The first and the last. That means he is what? The beginning and the end. The Alpha and Omega. All things belong to him. Praise the Lord. The beginning and the end. As I'm the first and the last. That's him speaking to us tonight. And he said, which was dead and is alive. Which was dead and is alive. And the prophet said something about this very sentence. The prophet said, this saying doesn't come from what? A man. A mere man. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He said, this is deity. That's what the prophet said. He said, this is what? Deity. That somebody who is man, he was man on earth here, but yet he was what? He was God.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. He was man and he was God. He was deity. Deity means man and God. One man standing there, he was man and at the same time what? He was God. And truly, when he was on earth here, he demonstrated that truly, he was what? Man and God.
Amen.
So we could see that one time he went with the disciples, they were in a boat. And we read the story about him, that situation, that he was sleeping in the boat. And when the devil saw that, oh, yes, he's sleeping, he raised all the demons in the sea. Trying to what? To capsize what? The boat. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But how could God sleep? Amen.
Amen.
That was the man part in him sleeping. But how could God sleep? Last week when pastor was preaching, you heard Psalm 121. He said, he that keepeth Israel
Amen.
Will never slumber nor sleep.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. He that keep, and we are the spiritual Israel.
Amen.
So tonight he's not asleep.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He that keepeth Israel shall neither sleep nor slumber. He keepeth his children.
Amen.
His eyes is upon his children.
Amen.
He will never sleep.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
That is why that's why he said you are rich. Apart from all your tribulations, you are rich, my brother. Because he is looking after you. Have what kind of watchman can you ever have than the Lord Jesus Christ himself? Look, the rich men of this world, the celebrities. Oh, thank you. I don't know even to pronounce celebrities. Oh, praise God. You see, they have to find bodyguards to guard them. Is it not true? Those rich men, they have to find what? A watchman standing by their gate. Ask my wife, the other day, we slept, we forgot to close our door. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah! We forgot to close our door. And yet, there are people, you see, they have to find a watchman. And this watchman, they sleep, my brother. They sleep and dream. But our God, the one who is watching you, he Amen. Sleepeth not, Amen. Slumbers not. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. That's why I said you are rich.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. See, you are rich, my brother. They look for a what? Security men and all those of things. Because they are afraid. They are afraid of their lives. But look at you, my brother. Even if they want to go anywhere, there are secret security that are what? Watching over them. But you don't need those things. Oh, brother Vlad, do you need the security people to guide you? Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
You are free.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Oh, thou art rich.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
See, so he said he was what? Man and deity. And the same time, one time also. And when he was sleeping, they came and woke him up. And when he woke up and saw what the devil was doing, the God in him came. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
The God in him came. He said, "Peace, be still." And the billows, the storms, and the winds got to obey him. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
The God in him. The prophet said, it is a man who is deity that can say, I was dead and I'm alive.
Amen.
It's only deity. And my brother, we can never die also. So you are also God seated here.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. That's why you are rich, my brother and my sister. Say, peace be still. And the storms and the billows got to obey him. Tonight, oh, the master of the wind.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. He's here
Amen.
To say, peace be still in every situation.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
The same thing another time. The Bible says, and Jesus wept. Oh, how can God weep? But the man was him. But the man in him was weeping when he went to Lazarus' funeral. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The man in him was what? Weeping. But when the God in him came, oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, move the stone. Move the stone. And someone who has been dead for 4 days and corruption has already entered the body. He said, come forth, Lazarus. He spoke what? Life into dead condition. And life has to be restored.
Amen.
Oh, tonight. Oh, life has to be restored into every dead condition and dead situation. Because he is here. The same God is here tonight. To speak life. To speak healing. To establish himself in every dead condition. Oh, praise the Lord. Deity. He was man and deity. How many believe that?
Amen.
Let's bring a third example. One time he said, the Bible says he was hungry. And he saw a fig tree, so green. And when he got near to it, he couldn't get any fruit. Oh, my brother, that one is directed towards us. Amen.
Amen.
We need to be always bearing fruits.
Amen.
We need always to be bearing fruits. Praise God.
Amen.
Virtue. The virtue of what? Fruits. So that when anyone comes to us, that virtue, he can what? Get a virtue out from us. And God himself is said, by our fruits we glorify him. That's in John 15. He said, by our fruits we do what? We do glorify him. So he was deity, man and God. And he's here tonight, my brother. He said, so I know your works. So he said, I know thy works and tribulation. That's verse 9. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. This is a, sometimes he said, the prophet said, this is a thing when someone who is not really strong in the word of God may begin to what? Ask questions. But brother, my sister, it is not wrong for you to ask that question. Because sometimes you see it, but the Lord God, he is in control of every situation. He knows why he says so. Because when you read the church age book, he said, I know. Then why he looked on? Why then would he looked on? You know the tribulation of your people. You know the poverty. You know all their troubles. Then why do you look on God? And you only say that, thou art rich. Why should he look on? Yes, when we ask those questions, because right in the Bible, there are many people that ask that same question when they were in some situation. But we thank God that we have the answer to all this. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Gideon asked the same thing one day. When they were under what, the Midianites. And look at Gideon. Now he has harvested. You see, according to it, when they do their planting and other things, they had to hide them, even to beat his wheat or whatever be it. Do you know where he took it? To the wine press. Because it wasn't time for to press wine, so nobody would come there. See, he didn't go to the threshold. But he went to what? To the wine press. Because the threshing hold, the enemies will come there to find out whether somebody is doing threshing. So that they will just take what? They will take their products, whatever they have harvested, they take them away. So at the wine press, that's where he was what? Threshing. Amen. And an angel came there. He said, thou art what? Thou art a mighty valor. God be with you. What did Gideon say? He said, if God be with us, then why all these troubles? You see, he also asking the same thing. If God be with us, then why all these troubles? Why are we going through all this situation? You see, so here's that I know. And then the question is, then you know, Lord, why are you waiting? Why don't you come and what? Put things right in our lives. Why are we going through this, all these troubles? Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. The same thing, look at a man like what? John the Baptist. Even he also asked. You see? John the Baptist was the one who came to prepare the way for Jesus Christ. And then he was arrested. And John the Baptist expected that, he knew that Jesus had what? The power and authority to really take him out from that situation. But he was left there. And he was wondering, so even is it him at all? Is it, look at it. Someone who said, behold, the Lamb of God who taketh away every sin of this world. Now, in a very tight condition, he began to ask questions. Is it him? Then he had to send his disciples to go and ask whether he is the one or there is coming someone else. You see, when we are pressed, when we are tight in a certain condition and situations, we begin to ask that question, why? Why? Amen. And truly, in this flesh, we will ask, look at John the Baptist himself. A great prophet, Elijah. But in that tight condition, he got to ask. You see. So my brethren, we have the answer here tonight. He said, thou art rich, my brother. Thou art rich, my sister. God knows all why you got to go through those conditions. But one thing is that what he has laid, the devil can never change it. Nothing can change it. Amen. But meanwhile, he has given us that authority and power, which is what? The power of the Holy Ghost to cast out and bring to the right condition things that are not right. Amen. We have that authority. We have that power. Amen. Amen. And the prophet said, there is always a purpose why it has to be so. Amen. There is always a purpose why it got to be so. Because if it has no purpose for such things, then he's not what? A just God. But he has a purpose. Amen. You remember one time when he and the disciples met a man that has been born blind. Born blind. And then the disciples asked Jesus, is this man sinned or his parents sinned? Praise God. And he said, none of them sinned. Not this man and not the parents. None of them sinned. Mm-hmm. But what? For the works of God to be made manifest. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. And so, see, my brother, my sister, everything has a purpose in the hands of God. It has a purpose in the hands of God. Amen. It said for the work of God to be made manifest. That is why it has to be so. I'm looking for this scripture where they met the people who were chasing Jesus Christ to find that Jesus said, you are looking for me because not of the... Is it John or Matthew? You seek me not because of the miracle, but the food, because of the food that you ate. Matthew. It's Matthew. Yeah, I know it's Matthew. Matthew what? Because I want you to look at what the works of God is. That is where it is. That scripture was in my mind. It has just blown off. You see? And so it has a purpose. And he said the purpose is what? That the work of God to be made manifest. Amen. Ye seek me not because of what? The miracles, but because of that you ate of that food, the loaves that you eat. But he said, labor not for what? The meat that perishes, but labor for the food that endureth unto everlasting life. That's the scripture I'm looking for. And then, when you come down, you see where he said the works of God. Because I want you to look at the works of God. Because Jesus said, for the works of God to be made manifest, that was why this man was what? Born blind. Everybody knew that he has been born blind. But for the works of God to be made manifest. And so, everybody knew that this man was a blind man. Everybody knew. But for God's name to be glorified, God made it so. And so your situation, your condition, our brother Denzel's situation, for God's work to be made manifest, it has to be so. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. So that everybody know that, oh, this is what it is. The medicals have declared this, that. Then God comes in to do his own work, the works of God to be made manifest. Oh, praise the Lord. Matthew 12. You've still not found it yet. Because I want to bring something to your knowledge, because we are going to stand on that, the works of God. What the works of God is. Rather, John, you sure? Oh, my God, my God. We thank God for everything anyway. You seek me because, not for the... is it? Yeah. It's John. Yeah. It's John 6. Now it has come. It's John 6. Not Matthew. John 6. Now the scripture have come down. It's John 6. Let's look at verse 26. John 6:26. Jesus answered and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. And then Jesus said, labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for the meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. Then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? Amen. What shall we do that we shall what? Work the works of God. And so Jesus said, for the works of God to be made manifest. Praise the Lord. Amen. And now the people also were asking, what should we do so that we can do the works of God? Tonight, we are asking that same. We want to know how the works of God can be made manifest. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. And what Jesus said, he said, this is the work of God, that ye believe. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. That ye believe on him whom he has sought, he has sent. Oh, praise God. So believing. My brother, you are doing the works of God, and the works of God will be made manifest. And the works of God made manifest in the blind man by what? Believing that he is God and he healed that man. And tonight, that we have to apply that works of God. Believing that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. For the works of God to be made manifest in any situation, condition that is in this house here tonight. For the works of God to be done. Amen. We all got to believe that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. How many believe it?
Amen.
The works of God might be made manifest tonight. Let us put on that armor tonight.
Amen.
And apply the works of God. And that is what? Believing that he is a healer tonight. Believing that he said, our tribulation, whatever be it, he knows, but we are rich. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
And that it will come unto us. Brother, what we have, the reason why we are rich is that what we have, you can never buy with money.
No.
You can buy anything with money, but what we have, you can never buy with money.
Amen.
You cannot buy Holy Ghost power with
Amen.
Money. You know somebody wanted to buy it. Simon the sorcerer. He was following what? Paul. He was following Paul. He said, I want to buy. That's your power. He said, if you can give me. So he said, perish with your money.
Amen.
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 You can't buy the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
But thank God it has been freely given unto us. That's why you are rich. Put on the whole money in this world. You cannot buy the power of the Holy Spirit. Every money, dollars, pounds, sterling, yen, lire, bring all together. It can never buy the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Thou art rich, my brother. Yes. And you have that Holy Spirit. Yes. Oh, who is richer than you? Amen. Said, I know all this. He said, thou art rich, my brother. Believe it that way. Amen. So that the works of God will be made manifest tonight. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Does it? Thou art rich. Amen. What you have, money cannot buy. Money cannot buy it, my brother, my sister. People pay money for watchmen and security men to guide them. But you don't need them. Oh, hallelujah. You don't need them because you have a God who slumbers not, who sleeps not. He watches over you day and night. Though you walk through the valley of shadow of death, you fear no evil. Because there is someone that art with you. Oh, praise the Lord. And he's here tonight, my brother. Amen. I know. Where are the musicians? Please come forth and just give us. I know. Amen. I know. Amen. Oh, God says he knows. Amen. Tonight, my brother, we're going to make manifest what? Amen. The works of God. As believing that he is a healer tonight. He is the one that can restore every situation. Amen. Amen. Whatever the palmer worms and the canker worms and the caterpillars and the locusts have eaten, he will restore tonight. Amen. The years that we've lost, he is here tonight to restore them in the name of Jesus Amen. Christ. Brother David, Amen. The years that you have lost, God is here to restore them unto Amen. You. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Oh, sister, anything that you've lost, God is here to restore. Amen. Will you receive it tonight? What you have, money cannot buy. Oh, you are rich, my brother. Amen. You are rich, my sister. Amen. Oh, that is the word of God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to his name. Yes, sir.
I know it was the blood.
The other one. I know. Do you have another song? I know. No. Oh, that's not the title. Yeah. Huh? I know. No. Amen. Any song that I know, just but that song I needed it. Oh my God. Amen. I know the Master of the Wind. No, that will come later. But the other one I want us to sing. Was it last week you sang that song?
Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, it was on Sunday.
He knows my name.
I know the Lord's name.
He knows my name.
Yeah, I think you are getting it.
He formed my heart before even time began. My life was in his hand.
Oh, yes, sir.
He knows, he knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tears that fall and hears me when I call.
Yes,
I have a Father. I have a Father. Oh, He comenzó. He'll never leave me, no matter where I go. That fall and hears me where I go. I have an anchor, I have an anchor. He's in my life. He plays me in this world. By faith you'll see. That fall and hears me when I call.
Oh, my brother, my sister.
He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees its tears that fall and hears me when I go.
I am a father.
I have a father. Oh, he calls me so. He'll never leave me, no matter where I go. He knows my every toe. He sees each tear that falls and hears me when I go. He knows my name.
I am the same yesterday, today, forever.
I see your tears.
I see your tears. And I say, I've heard you tonight.
And me when I go.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. He knows. That's what he said. I know. And he knows, my brother, tonight.
Hallelujah.
What are your tears? Amen. He sees it tonight. Amen. He's here tonight. Amen. The one that says, peace be still. Amen. He's here tonight. Amen. To bring every calm, every situation that is boiling. He's here to calm every situation. Amen. And even if there is a dead condition, he's here to say, Lazarus, come forth. To bring to life every dead condition. To change the blood system and everything. Oh, he's here. The one who told that woman, your faith has healed you. Let us gather the same faith and do the works of God. That is believing. That tonight is here to make things, put everything right in the life of anyone who tonight will just say, Lord, here I am. Lord, here I am. Just let us start praying. Lord, here I am. I've lifted up my heart now. Lord, you said you know. Yes, that makes you a God. Because you know everything. That makes you the omniscient. You know everything. He knows it. He knows your every tribulation that you are going through. Oh, yes. He knows every situation. But he is in control. As long as he knows, he's not going to let anyone. He knows. In the name of Jesus Christ, for the sake, Lord, for the bride, Lord. Lord Jesus, continue, Lord God, to work, Lord, in him. When he sits by your word, O God, oh, let the Holy Spirit, Lord, reveal, O Lord, unto him. Oh, the Lord Jesus, your children need, O God. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we are believing tonight. The works of you, God, Lord. We believe every word of God. Every Lord request tonight, Lord Jesus, we believe, O the Lord, they are before your throne, God. Bless us, Lord Jesus. Tonight, Lord, we thank you, God, for the Holy Spirit. We thank you, the Lord. You said you know. You know every situation. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we will not complain. We are not going to complain. We are not going to murmur, even when tribulation comes. In our poverty, we are not going to complain. Oh, because, Lord, you said we are rich, and we believe it to God. Lord, we believe that you will restore everything that even we have lost these years. My brother David standing here, Lord, before you. Many years, Lord, have eaten into his life. But Lord, thank you that he's still strong, standing before you tonight. He believes that, Lord. All the years that he has lost, you will restore unto him. Lord, let your works be done in his life. That your name be glorified, Lord. Lord, I believe it's the Holy Spirit that is speaking tonight. Speaking on my brother tonight, Lord. That you restore. The testimony from our precious brother, Kwame, Lord, we bless you. We give you the glory, Lord. We bless your name, Lord. We bless your name. We thank you, the Lord. The prophet said, you are not a God that we pray to, that only we pray to you. But you are a God that answers back. Lord, we have received your answer. And every answer that comes from you is positive. It is yea and amen. So Lord, glorify your name in every tears this evening. Glorify your name in every cry this evening. Let the fruits be seen, O God. Let the fruits be seen, O Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Musicians, will you give us a song? Whilst we ask. Brother Mike, you pray for us tonight. You close for us.
Oh, show the way.
Show me the way.
To remain in this situation, yes, for all our lives, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, for there is peace in your presence, Lord.
Amen.
There is joy in your presence,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
There is satisfaction in your presence,
yes,
O God. We thank you, Father, for coming down in our midst tonight, Lord.
Amen.
We thank you for giving us the opportunity, Lord, to pour our hearts out unto thee, Father.
Yes, Lord.
We bless thy name, O God. thank you for meeting up with us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Even as, Lord, as we continue to pray, Lord, tonight, Father, we're thinking, Father, about thy soon coming, O God.
Yes, Lord.
How, Lord, go like the five wise virgins, Lord, who knew it, Father, and store enough oil in their lamp, Father.
Yes,
and even, Lord, sought and kept extra oil, O God.
Yes,
Lord, to wait for the call of the bridegroom, Father.
Oh,
we pray, O Lord, that, Lord, you shall search our hearts, Father, Lord.
Oh,
you
yes,
shall
Lord.
Try us, O God, and see if there be any wickedness in us, Lord.
Yes,
and
Lord.
See if there be sin in us, Father, Lord.
Oh,
that you shall
Lord.
Purge all of us, Lord.
Amen.
And cleanse us, O God.
Yes, Lord.
And, Lord, grant us enough oil in our lamp, O God.
Yes, Lord,
as we keep listening to thy word, Lord.
Hallelujah.
As we keep, Lord, coming, Lord, before Amen. Thy praise, Father, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Give
Jesus.
Us extra oil in our lamp,
Amen.
Lord. The Lord, when the call of the bridegroom comes, O God, we shall be found wanting, Father.
Yes, Lord,
for
Jesus.
Soon and very soon, Lord, we know that there's something fitting to happen, O
yes,
God.
God.
Lord God, there's a wind blowing, Lord, in the mulberry tree, Father, Lord.
Yes.
We pray, Father, for more extra oil in our
Amen.
Lamp, Father. Keep us, Lord, in a white gown, O God.
Yes.
Father, that is free from every stain, Lord, and wrinkle, Father, Lord.
In the name of Jesus,
that, Father, Lord, if you should come tonight, Father, we shall be ready to go
yes,
with you, Father, Lord.
Lord.
We thank you, Father, Lord, for hearing our prayer, Lord,
yes,
and answering us, Father.
Amen.
We thank you, Father, for meeting every one of us at the point of our
yes.
needs tonight, Father. We thank you for rolling away every burden, Father, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for wiping away the tears on our cheeks, Father.
Amen.
We thank you for putting a smile upon our face,
yes,
God.
Lord.
The devil, Lord, our accuser of rebellion has been defeated, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, we bless you tonight, Father.
Yes,
we thank you for the healings of God.
Amen.
We thank you for the transformation, Father.
Amen.
Lord. We thank you for the breakthroughs tonight,
Amen.
O God. Indeed, you are wonderful, Father, Lord.
Yes,
we thank
Lord.
You for the victories, O God.
Oh,
we
hallelujah.
Thank you for the success, O God.
Hallelujah.
And the testimony that is to come soon, O God.
Yes, Lord.
We bless your name tonight,
oh,
Father.
God,
indeed, we are worshiping the living God.
Yes,
you are
Lord.
Alive, O God. You are real in our life, Father.
Amen.
We can feel you right now, Father,
Amen.
Lord. Blessed be your name tonight, O God. And tonight, Father, as we live here, Father, we know in our hearts, Lord, that we are not leaving your presence, Lord.
Yes.
Let your presence go with us in our little closets, Lord, in our rooms, in our beds, in our sleep, in our dreams, Lord. May you be with us, Father.
Amen.
May you continue to deal with our hearts, O God.
Yes, Lord.
This prayer meeting is not ending here, Father.
Amen.
We are taking it back home, O God.
Oh, yes.
Help us to continue seeking thy
yes,
face, Lord.
Lord.
Help us to continue pouring our hearts out
yes,
on you, Father.
Lord.
Lord, before we come back, Lord, may we all be a changed people for the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord, God, we shall open our mouth and give testimonies and say, today has been a wonderful day.
Yes,
that day when we gathered around the table of the Lord, when Brother Maswell preached, there was something spiritual happened to us.
Amen.
That we shall confess and give testimony, Father.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Know that you have heard our prayers. We know that you have answered our prayers, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
The devil is a liar.
Amen.
He's out there waiting for us, Father. But Lord, let your fire of war be thrown around us, Lord. The Bible says, Lord, even as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so, Lord, you surround us, O God.
Amen.
We have no fear of the enemy. Lord, lead us on our way.
Yes, Lord.
Give us transportation message, Father, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Deliver us from every trap set up on our way, Father.
Yes, Lord.
If the devil shall lie in wait against us, O God, as we go, Father, Lord, go before us, Lord.
In Jesus
Let your
name.
Mighty hand outstretched go before us, Father. Destroy every work of the enemy against
yes,
us, Father.
Lord.
Tonight, as we sleep, O Lord, clothe us in your fire of
yes,
war.
Lord Jesus.
Clothe us in thy security, Father Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Bless all of us. If you know our brethren who couldn't come, their families, we leave them all before thee,
yes,
Father.
Lord
you
Jesus.
Know their cares, you know
Amen.
Their worries, Lord. Meet all of them at the point
Bless
of their needs,
Lord.
O God.
Bless
that Lord, they shall
them,
know that tonight something did happen, Father.
Bless
they shall
them,
open
Lord.
Them up and confess as well that in their sleep something happened to them tonight,
Bless
Lord.
Them, Lord.
And even as we come back, Lord, next Friday and Sunday, let us come back with testimony on
Amen.
Our lips.
Amen.
The Bible says, and they overcame him by the word of their testimony.
Yes.
Let us come, O God, confessing
Hallelujah.
What the Lord has done unto us. O
Amen.
Oh, blessed be your name tonight, Father.
Yes,
I
Lord.
Pray, Father, you shall restore even anointing unto our brother, Lord.
Yes,
the virgin that have gone out of him, O God. But may you restore it, O God.
Amen.
May you continue to send forth the spirit of ministration, Father.
Yes,
that when he stands here, O God, Lord, the clay shall be taken out, Father.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit shall lead him on, O God.
Yes.
He's been a blessing unto us through thee, Father, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord. And as Lord God, we go for the Lord, be with all of us.
Yes,
we thank
Lord.
You for hearing our prayer tonight, Lord. We have asked this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, brother. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Ah, tonight. The Lord has done it for us. Ah, we believe it, Lord. We believe.
You're my hope.